systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jam Hole. Today is a Wednesday, August 4th, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And what up? I'm Sean.
What up, G?
I'm the hat today, not the hawk.
The hat?
The hat.
How is that personality different from the hawk?
He wears a hat.
Rather than?
He's more reserved.
Ah. He's a classier kind of character, I'd say.
Topper, too.
Oh, really? Would the hat have gotten beat down like the hawk? Who was that got beat down in that story? Was that the hawk, or was that just Sean? Or was that Lyrical?
Considering I have my pants around my ankles, I'll have to say Shawnee Giovanni.
Another
alter ego of mine.
How many people live in that little head of yours?
Two.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean little by, like, your head is small. I just meant...
It is a tad bit small for my frame.
Well, I didn't want to bring that up again. I know how sensitive you are to your head size.
Well, a little bit. I guess you could say it makes me look slightly odd.
It makes you look like one of those muscle builders that are like, where is the gym? It's over here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you feel like that sometimes?
I do kind of have a muscular frame.
You do a little bit.
I have a really skinny crackhead's head, but I have a muscular frame. You know?
I notice you have to turn sideways to get through the door because you walk kind of like this with your arms out and shit because they're so big.
Yeah,
and
it's huge,
and it makes you not able to get through the doorway sometimes. I bulked up a while ago, and I remember me and you both trying to like get through the door, and it was a trick, man. I had to get rid of half of that muscle because I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I've been muscling down a little bit.
Sometimes you just get too muscular, and you're just like, God damn. I think I'm too intimidating to any woman. And then you gotta, get rid of it.
Well, it's like that day I sat down on the couch and you just were like, Jesus, Sean, will you quit getting so fucking buff?
I know, I was like, fuck, dude.
Because that was when I was working out, like, every day, if not every other day.
Now, was it the fact that you moved in here and because I'm always just, like, not giving a shit about anything?
Well, it's a culmination of things, My living situation changed. I had a route that I jogged. I was set, comfortable, nested. There's kind of a lack of room in here for me to work out, privately. I got to do my fucking push-ups and shit in the kitchen. So my room is like the size of a fucking closet.
Well, you get what you pay for, am I right?
Yeah, that's why you pay 20 more a month than me. You get the big room.
That's right. I got the big room.
Switch me room.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
I'll put my weight bench in there.
In my bedroom?
It'd fit in there if it were my bedroom.
Yeah, I bet it would. You know where else it'd fit? In this living room, if it was your living room.
Yeah, well.
You're renting that room, and part of the bathroom, and most of the kitchen.
Alright, well, fair compromise, I guess.
Hey,
The only reason anybody has a place to live is for... one main reason.
And that's to bone down chicks.
That's so he has a place to fuck chicks.
Because, as you know, if I didn't need to fuck chicks, I'd still be living in my mom's house.
Pretty much.
The only reason I moved out of there is because it was getting... After she got fired from her job in a not nice way, that wasn't her fault, she wasn't going to work in the morning, so it was hard to have chicks there and then sneak them out because she wasn't leaving. In the morning. Like, when she would leave, all we had to do was, stay asleep till she left. Problem solved. We had the house to ourselves the whole day. But, once that ended, that was kind of the end of that. And I was like, well, guess it's time for this little birdie to fly. But, this is...
any roommate loses their job. And they're just around the house.
Roommate.
Fuck, will you, go do something?
Will you? I never noticed how much you just sat around all the time. Now that I'm here doing that also, it's kind of disconcerting.
So we were talking about this a minute ago.
Oh, real quick, this is episode 383, the Wednesday Night Show. Thank you for joining us. 406-204-4687. If you want to give us a call live, you can do that. Or thejamhole.com/live. It's where you should be right now watching this.
Yeah, because we have nobody.
We have one buddy.
Me.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Way to help out the broadcast viewer hours.
Well, it's a good night for this. We were talking about this, and really don't have a whole lot on the old jam hole plate tonight.
No, Danny's, she's still kind of sick and stuff, so we gave her the night off. Sean was planning on taking the night off, and I was like, well, I guess I can do this by myself. I've done it once before by myself, but if
How
you could... It was all right. It was just me sitting here talking for an hour. I did it really just to see if I could do it. And I can, and I'd rather not ever do it again. But, you know, it's all right. It's more fun to have someone to bounce off of, though.
So what conclusion did we come to then?
That
I should, one, should probably get a little drunk.
Right. Which, how's that going? What's this show brought to us by?
PBR, usual. I'm going to buy stock in this company. Because everybody buys PBR these days.
Now, is it because it is just a good-tasting brew? Or is it because of another reason?
It's the two. It's the best tasting, cheapest beer you can get.
Better than the Keystones?
It's about as inexpensive, but better tasting.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Wow. It's like the Doral cigarettes of the cigarette industry.
Definitely not a Leggett.
Right, maybe a GPC.
Could be, or OG.
An OG. OG's right.
I
when they were a... Do you remember when we were younger, OGs were like a buck a pack? They were amazing. That's the only reason we smoked them. And
I started smoking, it was $2.50 for a pack of Camels.
Right, and OGs were a buck a pack.
Hey, somebody says that you should turn my mic on.
Talk?
Hello?
So my mic has been off that entire time,
serious?
Huh?
Thanks.
Good job, Matt.
You want to do this again?
Nah, what did we even cover? Nothing.
Well,
really.
Nothing, but none of that's recorded now.
Well,
we better do that again. Hold on.
But I think we should leave it. I think we should just leave it in there and
as just
organic. Let people hear it. They'll be like, what the fuck is going on?
We can't just leave it in there as just me talking.
Why not? It'll be great. It'll be like, who the fuck is he talking to?
For 8 minutes?
Why not?
All right.
Seen you talk longer than that myself.
I guess, sure.
Well, sorry about that, everybody. Apparently my mic wasn't on. Thank God we had a live listener hop in, the only one.
I know, thanks, Amesby.
Amesby.
Usually, when it's just two people, I turn on mics 1, 2, and then the live stuff. I forget that you're a dick and you won't sit in that chair. You have to sit where you sit, so that's mic 3. And that's my bad.
Well, I guess I'll recap a little bit.
Yes, would you please? This is, yeah, go ahead.
Where should I start?
At the beginning.
Okay, so I'm not the hawk tonight, I'm the hat.
Right, you're the hat.
Right.
And then I said, what did I say? Well, you can hear what I said, because
right.
My mic was
okay.
On. And it was the, which persona of yours that got beat up?
Shawnee Giovanni, because I had my pants down.
Okay, right. And that is your pimp alter ego.
It was a nickname given to me many years ago when I was a slick-talking salesperson.
Really?
Did door-to-door vacuums.
Kirby's.
Not easy.
I know a lot of people that went through that company.
I did it a year and a half, bro.
Damn. You've probably seen some of my hoes come and go
shit.
From that place.
I was up there. What was that girl you were dating
Holly.
That actually worked? Yeah, Holly.
Yeah.
I scouted her. I said, that girl's going to have talent because I was training at the time. I moved
right.
up to a trainer. Teaching people the art of selling.
And, well, when you're a girl that looks as she did, it doesn't take much to sell. You
well,
show up, a little lingerie, can I clean your carpet? Shit, yeah.
Hell yeah, come on in.
Come on in. Hey, and when we're done, I'll clean yours. Come on.
She was a slick talker. She had good face-to-face skills.
Yeah, yep.
Salespeople usually are a little off, so you look for the off ones and you go, they might be good.
So before, how many, I asked you how many people live in that little head of yours,
too
and
many.
Then I apologize for saying that it was a little head.
Well, that's all right. Thank
okay.
you.
So how many?
Too many, probably.
The Hawk,
see, the
Hawk,
Hat. The Hat, Lyrical.
Sean. Lyrical.
Shawnee Giovanni,
that's five. You're like half a D12 right here. Shit.
Anybody dude. Else?
Any other, what's your gay alter ego? Chandra?
I don't know if I have a gay alter ego.
Jonathan.
I think all the personalities
There's Shaniqua.
Shaniqua, okay, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Because then I'll be a black.
There's Jonathan.
Gay too. Jonathan,
there's
that's more of the dorky me, I think.
Right, that's when
that's the StarCraft.
When
player
I was
me.
Gonna say when you're playing StarCraft 2, you're Jonathan.
Jonathan, yeah.
Jonathan Poindexter.
Our live listeners, Ames B. If you see, this is my little StarCraft station right here. I got my computer. Matt hooked me up with a cooling pad. Little tiny mouse right here.
One of our older listeners, Paulo, from back in the day. I haven't really seen him around much lately, but he's the one that sent us that way back when.
Wasn't there another one that was a StarCraft fan? Something Chick? The Chick? Or something like Chickadee.
Chickadee, yeah. Yes. She's a big geek.
She was asking me about what race I played.
Of course she was.
And of course, you can probably guess.
I don't even know what races are in that game anymore. I remember the humans, Alliance or whatever.
Humans, and there are two others, and they're both aliens.
The Taurians or Torrent?
The Protoss.
Protoss, right? I remember that, okay.
Or the Protoss.
Protoss, depending on where you're from.
Or just Toss, if you're Leet, like me.
Toss.
Oh, then there's the Zerg.
The Zerg,
they're
right.
They're kind of like the creatures from Starship Troopers.
The they're insects? Like, are they
like,
bugs?
They're like biological insect bug aliens. They evolve. They're biological.
See,
pictures.
Amesby, aren't you glad you told me to turn his mic on? She says, anyway, is this Red Fox's podcast or what? No.
I don't get that joke or reference.
Well, Red Fox does a podcast. He's an anime geek.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
I'm not really too much into that.
Trigun was always my favorite.
Trigun was good. Ooh. Cowboy Bebop.
Great. Never really got into it.
Really?
I watched a bit of it and it was cool, but it was too long for me to like want it. It was like Bleach. I started watching from the beginning and it was really good, but it goes on forever. I don't have enough room on my computer to watch Bleach. You know?
I think they call that a spaghetti western, don't they?
I believe
slow,
so.
Slow, drawn out dialogue.
Right.
Gunfighting in the future. I don't know. I don't know shit.
So you're a jack off of many trades. Oh, so, hey, there's Red Fox right there.
All right.
What's your favorite StarCraft race?
Race?
Jesus.
Not
you. I was talking to him, but anyway.
Oh.
So you've had many jobs, and I noticed I got my Verizon phone bill, and it was almost clearing $200 again, and I'm like, well, what the fuck? That's not right, because Danny got her line taken off of there, so the price should have went way down instead of basically staying the same. And so I ended up being on the phone with this dude for over a half hour, and I'm glad I didn't go with my first instinct, which was to tell him what I really thought of their company and how shady it is and how fucked up it is. I kept it cool. That was one of my alter egos. Cool Matt. I was Cool Matt. I was chill. I was calm. I was reserved. I was well-spoken. I was polite. And you know what? I got my fucking way.
It gets you places.
So they're like, I'm paying on this other line on this fucking XV6900 that I haven't used for fucking almost a whole year now. But I have to pay $10 a month, and because that would have been cheaper than the disconnect fee. And they said, you know, just pay that until the contract expires and then you can drop it. The contract should be expiring this month or next month, sometime soon here. And so I asked him about that, and he's like, no, it actually doesn't expire till November 2011. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? How does that work? And he explained it to me, and I explained to him that what they told me was that. So long story short, I talked to the guy, and he was very helpful. I was very impressed with how much of a shit he actually pretended to give about my problem here.
Right. Well, that's
and,
part of the job.
He dropped that line, waived the disconnect fee, credited my account back some cash, and hooked up my plan so that I didn't have, because I have like 700 minutes and it's just me now, And he's like, so it looks like you've used, on average, since you've had this plan, you know, for the last 4 years, about 71 minutes a month. I'm like, cool. And I'm paying for how many? 700?
Damn.
Are you kidding me? That's nice. But yeah, you walked in and you were like, oh, you heard who I was talking to. And mm-hmm. you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Now,
I was a billing representative for Nextel, actually.
Ah, yes, I remember that.
And I will tell you something about cell phone billing policy.
Please.
It is a enormously ridiculous scam. It is so intricately complex, the different fees and contracts.
Taxes
and percentages
and surcharges
and just all this crazy shit that just fucks you, dude.
That's all. And we've said this before on the show, they are one of the only companies that make you pay them money when you're done being their customer. It's like them and the mafia, right? The mob comes in, you're gonna have to pay a little protection insurance.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you don't get bad things done to you. Like, who else does that? How is that legal? If McDonald's, if you went into Mickey D's and you're like, you know, you guys have been okay, but your prices are going up. I'm going to start eating at Burger King. The guy isn't like, whoa, before you can do that, you're going to have to pay us money so that you can go eat somewhere else. Like, it's retarded. It is the only industry that I really can think of that does that. I'm going to pay you money to go pay somebody money.
It's just really fucked up because they're a pretty new age type of corporation. Like, when you think about it, food service, auto mechanics, pretty much a whole bunch of, like, mainstream shit like that. It's been around for a while.
Right, but you think about it, too. Ma Bell industry's been around since forever.
Right, but the cell phone industry.
Yeah, but didn't they kind of model their whole business based on that? And then they started being like, well, we can charge for minutes and all that.
Yeah, I think they were just like, you know what? They're like, let's take this new invention, the cell phone, and let's really fuck people with this. Because everybody wants one. Everybody's got to have one. And you know what? We can just rape. What was that thing they said?
Yeah,
Verizon Wireless,
out.
The company that stands behind you.
The guy put me on hold, and it's all this like, happy, be nice, Verizon is nice, and we're there for you. And one of the specific quotes that it said was, here at Verizon Wireless, we always stand behind our customers. And Sean's like,
I said, yeah, that's because they're raping you in the ass.
Right after he said that, the guy gets back on, and I'm like, oh my god, dude, that's so true. Like, you're always in back of me, like, creepily close to my ass, and I don't like that.
It's where the money and the glory hole is.
That's two things that they want out of me. So I don't know, and it ended up being a very good customer service experience. Now, hearing what my problems were and all that, would you have done what that gentleman did for me?
You know, I would have tried.
Would
for
you
sure.
have just told me to go fuck myself?
No, when I did that job, I felt so bad for everybody I talked to.
Really?
Like, I don't understand. And,
empathy?
You know, sympathy is more like
Which alter ego is that?
That's Sean, for sure.
That's the base model Sean,
just
right?
Straight up, the man in charge, you know, going, fucking geez. Looking at people's billing accounts, seeing their minute usage and all these ridiculous fucking fees and just being like, fuck.
That's crazy. And then,
fuck, dude.
It's like you're totally fucked on one end, but then if you don't even use your minutes, you're totally fucked. I asked the guy, I'm like, so how about you sign me up for that plan where it's just text and data and I'll use Google Voice or Skype for my calls if I need to make calls, which I rarely do anyway. He's like, yeah, we don't really have a plan like that. I'm like, why not? What's the difference if I'm using bandwidth or if I'm using talk minutes? Like, because it's being routed through an older system than your newer data set? Like, I don't understand. Bandwidth is more expensive, right?
Dude, you know what's going to happen pretty soon? They're going to charge you for every time you press a button on your phone. They're going to be like, well, the 9's more expensive than the 6.
Right, so you're going to want to make sure all of your friends have phone numbers with the under 5 and under digits.
Yeah.
We call it the 5 and under plan.
Yeah. Bring your friends.
That's right. We're right behind you, watching your every move. So did you have any like any experiences like that at the customer service job?
Man, working at call centers, I gotta tell you, dude,
it sucks the fucking life essence out of you like so many Wraith on an off-world planet.
It's pretty bad. I mean, like, imagine a Wraith fucking you in the ass.
A Wraith standing right behind you.
And then while he's doing that, he's got his hand in the back of your head and he's sucking the life force out of you while he's raping you and stealing your wallet while kicking puppies.
Wow.
That's what phone companies do.
That's what phone companies do.
And that's why they are rich, son.
That's funny, too. It's like you're so rich. And, I mean, obviously, it costs a lot of money to keep this stuff going, but you make a lot of money. Like, let's be honest. You guys, your profits are going up. And the more people that don't have landlines, like, here, we don't have any landlines. We have cable internet, and we have our cell phones.
Dude, landlines are going obsolete.
They are, absolutely.
I think all cable technology is going to be obsolete. Eventually,
well,
everything is going to be...
Old copper? Are you serious?
Everything's going to be infrared, fucking fiber. Lazy beams.
Fiber. Fiber optic.
Maybe the biggest stuff will be fiber. But like
fiber
all these
fed to little smaller. That's how it goes.
Yeah, well, pretty soon, man, there's gonna be the thing that you carry around with you, and it's your thing. Cell phones are slowly becoming it. You know, you can surf the web, you can fucking call, pictures,
right.
Camera.
Embeddable.
I'm surprised
computer.
You can't get a blowjob from your phone with as many
well,
things as
you
they
can,
do.
Well, you can, there's a Facebook application.
No way.
You can harness the power of the book to, in turn, get a blowjob.
See? Right there.
It's amazing.
And just 60 years ago, it was all science fiction, dude.
I know. It's like 60 years ago, how did people hook up with chicks?
Like on Star Trek. 60, 70? Was that 60 years ago on Star Trek?
I don't know. I never really got into that show.
Let's say 60 years ago, they had a little fucking thing that they just flipped open and went... And they're like, to bridge, you know, and they talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Back
we have,
then,
though.
Sci-fi was just having a little thing that you opened and it went, doo-loo, and then you spoke into it. Now we've got shit that can fucking...
We don't even need to talk. We talk to our phone so our phone can type it out for us so we can hit... Is that weird?
It is.
That seems really weird to me that, like, we use our phones and we talk to them to talk to other people, but now we're getting to the point where we use our phones and we talk to them, but we talk so that our phone transcribes and then we hit send and it sends the message. The person on the other end gets the message, tells their phone to read it to them, and now, like, you could have just called, I guess.
No shit.
It seems
and
weird.
It's a lot easier to talk while driving than text, but a lot of people would still rather text and drive than talk and drive.
Yeah, that is weird. Huh. I do that too, but I talk to mine, so it transcribes.
Do you think all this super fucking extra forms of communication we have are making people more personable or less personable?
They're making people have more access to more people, which is in turn making them more personable but less
intimate.
Personal.
Mm. Ah, very, very
good. More personable.
She got a ding for that. That was good.
Less personal.
Very articulate.
Thank you. And I think, like we said before, a lot of it goes back to a phone call is an instant interruption. A text message you can, you know, get to whenever.
Dude, back in the day when you wanted to call somebody, you're like, hello, operator?
What patch number, me through to...
What number would you like to call?
Eight.
Eight.
Oh, that's going to cost you because it's a number above five, so...
Oh, how much? Oh, probably half a penny for the cold call. Oh, shoot.
Well, I guess I better get back to my gold mine.
You fuckers are robbing me. Half a penny, there goes my fucking, you know, lunchable.
There goes my college fund.
There goes my Lunchable. They had those back then.
Yeah, probably not. Well... I have another, let's move on from this. I have kind of something I'd like to just put out there for anybody who might do this or might be thinking about doing this. When you're in a relationship with a girl or a guy, anything really, any relationship, if the only
way...
Goat. What?
Never mind, just go ahead.
Yes, if the only... A goat, if okay. The goat can speak English. If the only way you can get that person... to do something for you, or to be with you, or to stay with you, if the only way you can accomplish that is by saying, if you don't do what I ask, I'll kill myself, you probably... That's probably not where you need to be right now.
It's definitely not healthy or progressive at all.
How many times have you heard that this week? I'm going to give that sigh a ding just because it sounded so sincere.
I don't know, man.
If I had a nickel, right?
You know, not to be arrogant, but you know, that's why sometimes I want to leave this place. I go out to the bar and it's like I got to like take my socks and shoes off and use both hands and both feet to count how many girls in the bar I've fucked.
Really? I'd like to see that links list.
I've got a handful of fucking girls that are like head over heels in love with me and I can't be with any of them.
Now, when you go out, are you like specifically looking for a girlfriend or are you just trying to fuck?
You know, sometimes I'm just looking to fuck. You know, the times I'm actually looking for a girlfriend...
It's not at the bar?
Definitely not. It's more like I sit in my room and wish I could meet a girl that I would like to have be my girlfriend.
And then I come to the cold, harsh reality that... Or the cold, harsh realization that I live here.
And that my life is the way it is and that I am who I am.
And that is never going to happen. No.
I will say this, though. I do occasionally meet really nice girls that would... probably make wonderful girlfriends, but you know what, like, it's always a bad timing issue. You know, it's always like, you know, I'm leaving town or I have too much shit to do or I don't know. Anywho,
my favorite excuse me, my favorite is the I just got out of a bad relationship. Because shouldn't you, if you just got out of a bad relationship, shouldn't you be happy that someone is there that you can go and have fun with and shit? Or it seems like that's the time that you would most not want to just sit at home by yourself. Like, you want to be out with somebody or whatever. Or having sex, you know, man, that rebound sex.
It's tough, you know, and that's what happens. You'll, like... You know, I'll meet a wonderful girl or something.
And then her ex-boyfriend kicks the back door in, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh.
And comes and fucking... Oh. Wow, come on. Comes and whoops your fucking ass.
I went and saw that girl today, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did that go? Tell me about this, please.
You
have to. Drink more.
No.
Let me bring you this bong. Hold on.
You know, there was something I was getting at. It's like, you know, and you do meet a nice girl... And you wind up having some sort of attraction, and you got maybe even have a physical encounter of sorts, you know, if you know what I'm saying, huh?
Yeah. I know, come on.
Anyway. You
penis in the vagina, kind of.
You're like, you know what, you're like, I like you, I think I want to keep you around, you know, and they're like, oh, I just want to have fun. That is the fucking phrase of our generation.
Jackpot.
I just want to have fun.
I just want to fuck stuff and hope I don't get herpes or AIDS.
Herpes included.
And, you know, that's the other one I don't like. I just got to have a bad relationship or I just started my breakout.
Yeah.
Either
can we
or.
Wait a couple weeks, you know?
Yeah, I just need to clear some
things
up. I'll
give you a hand job, but you don't want a blowjob.
Right. Or a fuck. You don't want to fuck me.
No.
Trust me.
I don't know, man.
Amesby says no because you can't give that person all of yourself if you're still effed up from someone else. What if I'm not
How
trying?
How right you are, Amesby.
That's right. But if this is a bar situation, I'm not trying to have all of you. I just want a piece. I just want to have fun. Right. The phrase
yes,
that pays.
The phrase of our generation.
I just want to have fun.
You know, you get. That's why so many women our age have like a bazillion kids.
Because they all just wanted to have fun. And now you know what? Fun's over.
That's why there's a fucking chlamydia outbreak in the valley right now.
Is there?
Yes, there is.
Wow, man. Hey, you think you could tell me these things earlier on in life? Like
well,
when you first know them? How long have you known that for?
A couple weeks.
Okay. So you think maybe a couple weeks ago when you first heard of this, you could have been like, hey, Matt. There's a bad chlamydia outbreak in
the
valley.
Well, I would have if I would have had time to talk to you in between you fucking bareback, raw dog, and all these girls in your bedroom. Fuck, man.
Thank you. Ainsley says, I just want to have fun. Famous last words.
Boy, they sure are.
So, where does... Which personality and where does that personality go to find a girlfriend? Not just wanting to have fun. Is that Lyrical, the rapper?
You know, before I
is
answer
the rapper,
that...
Oh, please.
Before I answer that, you know, I want to say I am not the fucking, like, some messed up multiple personality person, but I do believe that everybody has several sides to them. In fact, I think that, I believe it's the Buddhists believe we all have seven aspects to our personality.
Okay.
We all have a warrior, a poet, a priest, et cetera, et cetera.
They're some
all,
just more pronounced than others.
Yeah, we all have seven sides of personality.
So the hat, the hawk, Lyrical, Sean, Jonathan,
Shawnee Giovanni.
Shawnee Giovanni.
And let's say Schneck. That was a
Schneckum.
That was a Schneckum nickname 420? Of mine. Yep, in high school was a nickname of mine.
And what was that? What was that persona like?
That was the persona of the cool outcast, I guess.
Okay. Did you write the word outcast spelled with a K and an E on your backpack in school? In
I high did
school?
Not.
Okay, in I fact, did. And I knew like three other people that I saw that had that too. I was like, that's weird. We're weird. We should hang out and write sad, depressing poetry together.
Emo rap.
Emo poetry.
Well, I gotta say, I got that name because I have a slight bone problem in one of my shoulders, and it makes one of my shoulders look slightly elevated than the other. It is a bone fusion I didn't form properly in the crack womb.
Really?
Well, not really on the crack, but that's it true was, story of the other stuff.
Right, okay.
So anyway, it stands for shoulder neck.
Interesting.
So that was Schneck.
Gotcha, that
in
makes
fact,
sense now.
My whole school of 2,000 people knew my name, Schneck. But
wow.
Did not know that that was not my name or my last name or anything else about me. But hey, see that guy? That's Schneck. He's fucking cool, but he's weird. He don't talk to nobody.
Are you serious? That's
hang
awesome.
Out with him sometime. He's awesome. But you know what?
Oh, whoa.
Don't try to talk to him at school. He won't even look at you.
See, I had girls that had boyfriends that would come to me and like pay me money to write them poems to give to their girls or their guys.
Really?
Because they thought that, like, whatever, what I was writing in English class and shit like that was just awesome. And they were like, I suck at this. I'm going to pay. I made a little bit of money back then, more than I'm making now, which is kind of odd. But it was a different time back then, you know?
You know, it's probably a testament to why me and you are good friends. I was also a very talented writer in high school. But
really?
I didn't have people pay me to write them shit. But I will recall a few times throughout my teen years where a girl was very intrigued to hear some of the intellectual, deep, emotional, philosophical, blah, 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 any of those things that I had to say in-depthly and articulately. And I thought for a sec, hey, maybe chicks aren't just into the fucking douchebags, jocks, and weirdos.
Sometimes. Maybe. But actually, they are, but then you get them second string. So they've had the jock, douche, weirdo, or whatever. Excuse my disgusting face. And then they're like, well, that sucks. And now, you know, I have to go get tested because I'm pregnant. But after I have that abortion, I'm going to go see what Schneck's doing.
Yeah, I like that Schneck. He's very well spoken. My parents would love him. Right.
So he was the guy that the younger girls back when you were younger. He was your inner child. Of
essentially,
sorts.
I suppose so.
Your inner preteen.
I suppose so.
Your
yes.
inner tween.
My tween, yes.
Your in between.
I guess.
Okay.
Are we done with the puns?
Yes, we are. Thanks for keeping that going with me.
You know, I was going to say something, but I think I got sidetracked.
Right. So the point of the matter was, where does and what persona?
Where does this complex enigma of a man find himself a woman worth calling his baby?
But yes. That's
if yes. I knew, I would be there, but I know it probably ain't here. So obviously I'm not that smart, because here is where I am.
Right, right. And if that was, well, is that your goal in life? Are you just trying to find someone to love and to love you and then see what's what?
I would have to say yes, but isn't that also everybody's? I mean, isn't life essentially one of the biggest things in life, the search for companionship, friends,
sort
lovers?
Of, but I think people first, a lot, not all, but a lot, they have it in their heads that they have to go to school, then they have to go to college, then they have to get a job, then they can find
Exactly.
Nobody fucking did that. We all fucking fell in love, knocked up chicks. I mean, except for me and you.
Well, pretty much.
Right.
I mean, I fell in love a couple times.
And then settled for jobs that we were offered or that we found, you know.
Or just can't get away from, like carpentry. I just... I just can't fucking get away from it. I don't want to do it, but it follows me. Everybody goes, oh, he knows how to build stuff.
Yeah, it's like, something you know how to do. And you can make some money, and that's the other thing we're all looking for.
And, you know, that's the other thing. It's like, what do you have to offer the opposite sex when you're a broke white rapper in Montana who only really knows how to swing a hammer or flip a spatula?
You could sing them a song or write them a song.
But that don't pay the bills or buy the rock.
No,
crack
but if,
or diamond.
But if they're working, they're doing that. So that's all right. You just need to find that. You just need to please them. And they'll take care of the rest.
I guess it is the new millennium.
That's right. They want to be so independent. I say let them.
Are they?
I'm done being independent. I'm ready to just chill.
Do women want to be independent to the point where they want to support the man now?
See, ASB says you cook them dinner and make the table you serve it on.
That is very good idea.
You write the music that's played in the background, and
I'll be like, date me. I don't work, but hey, you'll never have to buy furniture again.
That's right.
And I will cook you dinner every night, provided you buy the food
and have a kitchen to smoke it in, cook it in. Well, that's interesting.
Dude, no guy wants to be like, honey, can I borrow $50 so I can go out with the guys tonight
The Applebee's?
Yeah, to the Applebee's.
Going to Applebee's. It's $2 margarita night.
Fuck yeah, I'm getting wasted. I'm going to pound like four of those.
But that's kind of what happened. That's how it went from, you know, a nice organized, this is how most of our parents and their parents and their parents were, to all of us. Like, we just got crazy emotional feelings, and we were like, I love her. And then we fuck her, and then...
I'd say our generation is full of people with intense... emotions.
Now, you told me something when we were outside smoking about penguins. And
penguins.
I think that's a very interesting parallel that we can draw to our own lives.
Right, because we were talking
to women.
We were talking about how, you know, inevitably women want the diamond, the rock,
right, the
on
rock.
Their finger, you know, and how that's a conquest of theirs. And I mentioned in passing, as we were smoking, that female penguins... will prostitute themselves to male penguins for rocks needed to build their nests in order to lay their eggs. And then the males will actually be the ones to sit on the eggs for several months.
Of course.
And then...
what is the female doing when the male is sitting on the eggs for several months?
They go off and hunt for food.
Really?
And the male sits there all fat and cocky... and fucking
like,
chilling.
Yeah, these are my eggs. My hen's eggs.
My fucking woman's eggs. Clean this rock. Got fucking anal for this rock. Clean fucking rock. And the women go, and it's weird.
They're all like, oh my God, he brought me the biggest rock. It was so sweet.
It was so awesome. If you watch, it's funny, because the male penguins, they all sit on the eggs together and shit. You know what I mean?
I've seen a couple penguin movies.
They huddle, and then they circulate.
Like musical chairs?
Like people from the inside will move to the outside. They'll switch spots, but like the middle is the warmest because there's like 200 of us penguins.
Right, and it's
cuddling.
The middle of fucking winter in Antarctica.
Like, all right, spot your buddy, and your buddy comes in from the outside.
Pivot.
And gets in inside. You know?
Right.
Chinese fire drill, fucking.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I guess.
So are you cool? Are you all right? Are all of you? Hey, excuse me, everyone. Are all of you okay? Not the listeners, but everyone in Sean's little head. Are you guys cool?
We could use some more room. I think they're lonely. They might need a new friend. We're all good, Matt. It's just life, man. You press on.
That's right.
It's like, you know, it's like walking uphill. You just keep going.
Well, hey, let's talk about this for a minute. You know how everyone is always kind of making fun of France? And about how, do you want the bong? Oh, yeah, word. Check your pockets. This kid, real quick, this kid steals lighters.
I don't
like
steal them.
No other.
I don't take
you
them and be like,
inadvertently
I'm
inadvertently pocket them.
Thank you. I don't take them and say, I'm going to steal
I've
this
lighter. I've
seen
you pull out 5 lighters. 3 were mine. 2 were you don't even know
who's. Who knows?
Like, dude, stop that. But anyway, so everyone makes fun of France, and France gets, you know, kind of a bad rap because they're kind of like pussies, and they talk like pussies and all that, right? So they're finally trying to make up for that because a video here has come out, and this is fucking pretty brutal. A video has emerged showing French police evicting African immigrants with babies and children during a housing protest in a Paris suburb. Police arrived in the northeast Parisian suburb of last Wednesday and asked a group of about 60, mostly women and children, to move. They said, "No, we ain't moving." And the cops forcibly removed them.
How forcibly? Like Rodney King forcibly?
Well, the video shows, like back in the caveman days, if that cop wanted that chick, that's what he would do. The video shows police dragging women away with babies and young children. In one scene, a woman with a baby wrapped to her back is dragged along the pavement while screaming and shouting. A little twist, and shout. Now, is that like the French? Do they do that? That's weird, right?
You know what? I think French are fed up. You know what they're doing, right? Okay, well, they're obviously, you know, kind of a bunch of pussies. They don't do well. So what do most guys do that are like that? They go home and beat their women.
They beat on black pregnant chicks.
That's right. So it makes them feel tough.
Whoa. That's an interesting parallel. Holy shit.
Could very well be.
The French are like trailer trash, deadbeat, wife-beat wearing boyfriends and husbands.
I think they're kind of like a washed up, you know. Like they used to be pretty kick-ass. Yeah, they're
not has-beens.
A has-been boxer who goes home and beats his wife and his kids because he's like,
all
he knows, I could have been a world champion.
I could have been
you
somebody.
Little fuckers. You know?
All he knows how to do is hit stuff.
Pretty much.
He's got good people skills.
So we're on stories already, huh?
Huh?
We're on stories already?
Oh, I don't know. Were you done? Because I started the show before we started with, I have absolutely nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
And what did you say?
There was one thing I wanted to bring up, actually.
Okay, well, let me finish the story, and then you can do that.
Please do.
But yeah, you guys see this video. I'll put a link to it in the show notes at thejamhole.com. It's pretty crazy. Another scene shows what appears to be a pregnant woman lying on her back on the street. Police can also be seen carrying women away while children and babies are screaming. They're like, we're taking the women, but we don't want the babies. And leave the pregnant ones there, too.
Leave the men and the babies behind. We'll treat them like penguins.
Now, this kind of leads me to another question. Why are there a bunch of pregnant African women living in Paris? What's up with that?
Well, it is on the same side of the world as Africa.
Right. A lot quicker.
You know, maybe
ride.
Let's go north, you know. Let's get the fuck out of here. That's what they say, you know.
But that seems like a weird place for them to go.
Europe, it must be their America.
And they're these people are the French's Mexico.
Pretty much.
They should put them to work then.
Well, I'm sure they do.
Oh, okay.
They have been for a long time.
Oh fuck. So what? Yeah, that's about it. I just wanted to bring that up. Like, good on you, French. Way to step it up a notch. So what's up?
Well, there was this movie you were watching when I came home last night.
Oh yeah, I totally
forgot. I caught the last half hour of it.
I forgot to write that down.
Okay,
this movie was called R S O, Registered Sex Offender. I felt weird downloading it. I mean, you know, legally purchasing it online. But there was a bunch of other people that did it, and I was like, well, if I'm getting red flagged, you all are too, so I feel better about that. But it was it was a very cynical documentary, sort of.
It kind of had that Reno 911 kind of humor to it, you know?
It did, actually, yeah.
Like, everybody's kind of just, you know, real and awkward and quirky and funny and shit like that, you know? Personalities didn't mix, you know?
It came out in 08, and it's kind of shot like a documentary. They follow this guy around. The idea is, you always see the stories of, like, crazy pedophiles, like, before, you know, what right. makes them do
and,
that.
And if most people met a sex offender without knowing them, they just spit in their face, not even knowing what their crime was, you
right.
know?
And you rarely see the story of what it's like for them after they get out of jail and they're put on a list. And it says there may be one thing worse than being a sex offender sent to prison, being a sex offender released from prison. RSO tells the story of one offender's unlikely rehabilitation. It is so funny, though. Like, just the shit. The dude's in his... In,
he is
in
funny.
This, he's so funny. The dude's in this psychologist's office, and he... The psychologist is asking him, like, you know, dumb questions, and the kid is like, you know, if you ask me one more of those kinds of questions, I'm going to face fuck your bear. And the dude had, like, this big stuffed bear there, and the guy... like, just... They stop, and the guy was just like, what? Because everyone else in the movie is totally serious except for the sex offender. He
and
thinks it's the biggest joke ever.
Wasn't he always getting busted for bullshit, like, sex crimes, even though...
Yeah.
Just because he was a pre-exist, you know...
I don't know. I didn't really get that. I thought he was, like, making up that shit, and that the original story was he was 16, his girlfriend was 14, and he got in trouble for that.
That's against the laws of consent.
Right, and that made him get on the list. And now he just thinks it's totally bullshit because they were 2 years apart and they were kids, you know, shit like that.
In one scene, he's walking through a park and pointing at girls. And this guy's 25.
How old
know.
Are you?
25.
How old are you?
Yeah, how old are you?
How old are you?
23.
How
old
are
you?
Just 18. To the girl. It was so funny.
And they're all 20, telling him to it. 19, 20. 21. How old are you? Just walking around.
It was so great.
They're like 23. He's like, how old are you?
I'm glad you... It was weird at first. Like, I was like, this doesn't sound... Because I thought it was a serious story, but then I saw some comments that were like, this is so funny. Like, it's a comedy kind of...
Okay, so it's a good movie. It's funny as fuck. Even a few, like, actors you'd recognize from, you know, big mainstream Hollywood.
Really?
Movie
I didn't
shit.
Recognize hardly
Well, there was
any
the one guy
them.
Who was a psychologist. He's been in, like, Pineapple Express, fucking Superbad. He's been in a bunch of those movies, you know?
Who was he?
He was one of the psychologists, not the fucking fro guy with the glasses and the beard. He was the other guy. This fucking skinny guy that hosts the meetings and shit.
Right, right. Kevin Corrigan.
Anyway, I wanted to say something about that because I have to say, me and Matt sat down and watched this movie, and this character seemed to have a lot of personality
no.
traits that Matt exhibits quite frequently.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of did see that a little
okay,
bit.
I heard like, him say some shit. I have heard you say almost the same fucking thing.
But we're both joking kind of
well,
when we
like
say
we were talking about his girlfriend. That his relationship with his girlfriend and the shit he would say, it just made me think of you and Danny, dude.
It was pretty funny. Amusing.
Not in a mean-spirited way. Just
kind
was,
of, yeah.
You know, It was just funny. I was like, damn, this guy's just like you. But, you know.
Cool.
So go check the movie out, guys. And
RSO.
If you think the main character is like Matt, send us fucking
yeah, email
you know.
Info at thejamhole.com. I'm kind of curious about this, too. I kind of see it a little bit, but it's you say you've heard me say some of these things. So.
Kind of.
But yeah, the tagline is a story that will touch you.
Yep.
Inappropriately.
So find this movie, see it, get stoned and watch it. It's a great fucking funny movie.
Awesome. So, moving on.
So.
I have a story here about a Vietnamese fortune teller that, well, she hurt some people. A couple allegedly tied up and tortured.
Long time. Very long time.
A teenage employee because a Vietnamese storyteller or fortune teller told them she stole from them. And I can't read these words because they're in like Chinese kind of. Like their
okay.
names. So this one lady said to this other lady at the court that the couple was like family to her. They believed she had stolen money from the barbershop she worked at with Mrs. Tran. Mrs. Tranny. She was living with the couple as well and said she returned home in the early hours to have Mr. Tran begin to strangle her before beating her unconscious. Speaking from the witness stand, Ms. Dos Santos, the fortune teller, or no, the lady, she told the court she was tied up as the couple beat her and threatened to kill her. She said Mrs. Tran, or Miss Tran, told her a Vietnamese fortune teller told the couple the person who had stolen the handbag was close to them and someone they loved. That's such like a bullshit cold read. Like, they come to you and they're like, something was stolen. Well, I'm going to say that was probably someone close to you. And that you love. Oh my god, that makes perfect sense. I know tons of people that are close to me and that I love. Holy shit. Miss Tran also allegedly told Miss Dos Santos they would cut off her fingers, but they loved her and would inject her with heroin.
Wait, she's
so that
on,
she would
on,
not feel it.
Hold on. She's Vietnamese, correct?
Right.
And a she Vietnamese, has a Spanish last name.
A Vietnamese fortune teller named Miss No, Dos Santos is the chick that got assaulted.
Oh. Is she Mexican?
Tran and they don't say what's Tran is the fortune teller.
Mm.
Nung Tran and Trin Tran Tran. And then yeah, they don't say what the fortune teller's name is.
Oh.
Okay. She's well. Just the Vietnamese fortune teller. Got it?
I got it. And, okay. And they gave her drugs, you said?
Right, so that she wouldn't feel it. And then Miss Dos Santos that said that Mr. Tran beat her in the back with a meat cleaver, threatened her with his samurai sword, and burned her arm with a cigarette. Now...
Sounds like a fucking hell of a party.
A samurai sword implies a little bit of honor and discipline, does it not?
It's supposed to. In fact,
unless
samurai
you
believed...
It,
their souls were in their swords.
That's right. Like Samurai Jack.
Yes.
But unless you buy a sword at a pawn shop, like you if you're Asian, you probably have, you know, some discipline. It's weird that he would burn her with a cigarette on top of that. Like, why don't you just, I don't know. Miss Dos Santos said the couple had a Lady Gaga CD playing loudly.
Oh, wow.
Quote, "I was screaming," she said. "I was hoping maybe somebody would break the door down and help me." The lawyer suggested Miss Dos Santos that she had embellished the story to get victims' compensation. Miss Dos Santos told the court she escaped the ties before dawn, but could not leave the Coconut Grove house because it was locked and she had no keys. So, that's I don't know. That's weird that you would go out to such drastic measures because of something a fortune teller, a Vietnamese fortune teller, told you. Like, you hurt her.
That's pretty fucking crazy.
This lady lied to you and you hurt her. All right.
Did they get a refund?
Probably not.
They will disappear?
Yeah, probably.
It's probably a gypsy.
Fucking gypsies. This fucking story is awful, and it makes me just cringe hearing it. This dude, when he was 16, he thought nothing of a gnat that flew into his eye. So, this kid, a gnat, right?
Okay.
Like a bug, flies into his eye. 2 weeks later, he was getting ready for school, and something was terribly wrong. He couldn't see. He told his mother she thought he was faking. Quote, "I had slept late and my mom thought I was totally skipping school," he said. "Sometimes I would come up with crazy stories and she told me to get up and get ready." As he walked to the bus, he waved his hand in front of his face and rubbed his eyes, but all he could see was a large dark dot in the center of his vision.
Whoa.
The gnat had laid an egg in his right eye, and over a 2-week period, the parasite hatched and was feeding off of the retinal tissue.
Oh, man.
That is so fucking... Like, you had a maggot in your eye, eating your eye, dude. That's so fucked up, dude. Ugh. I can't even ignore, like, an eyelash in my eye. If I knew a bug flew into my eye, fuck that, dude.
Dude, it sucks when you get a gnat in your eye, dude.
Fucking A. A no. Quote, "A larva or maggot had been chewing and burning into my eye," he said. Today he's 21, he lives in Memphis, Tennessee, and they're going to tell his story on the series Monsters Inside Me on Animal Planet.
That's a good series.
That's right.
Yes, it
I've seen that before.
So is his eye permanently blind now?
No.
Well, they fixed it.
Right.
They can give you artificial lenses, retinas and shit now.
Well, I don't know if they did that. I think they took it out. And he said he was lucky. His mother rushed him to the doctor. Images of his eye revealed hemorrhages and a minor blood clot blocking the optic nerve. And the doctor couldn't tell what was causing it. He asked me how fast I could get to the Charles Retina Institute. That was 3 hours away. They wanted to see him immediately. On the way there, he started to calm down and deal with it. And they arrived. They put a camera on one side of his eye and used a laser to cut a Y-shaped incision through the other side. And they were able to find it and test it. It was a burrowing maggot. I can still see it, the incision, he said. He survived largely unscathed, but now must wear glasses. Oh, that's so gross. Like,
that's crazy.
That's one badass maggot or gnat. Like, you're just a bug. What do you know? You just know that you need to eat stuff and reproduce and poop or whatever.
That maggot.
Gnat knew it was going to die. And yeah. It was like, I have to lay this fucking egg.
I have to birth my children.
That's so
with
awesome.
With its last dying breath.
Right into his eye. All right. Moving on. Sean. What would you and your many personalities do if all of a sudden you won like the lottery or something? You won a bunch
Ooh.
Of money.
Now,
let's say approximately $1.74 million. What if you got that?
$1.74 million.
Yes.
Well,
what would you do?
I'd probably just buy a decent car, a badass house, and a good studio. Hook up my friends and family with a little...
Really?
Hey, here's a little money.
Do you really think...
Here you go. You
really?
Know. Yeah.
You wouldn't totally just blow it all on drugs and then have nothing to show for it?
Well, probably not.
Wow, dude, that's impressive.
Give my parents some money and I just be like, all right, life, you know, it's good. Let's just party now.
Well, this guy, Christopher Graham, he wasted away his $1.74 million that his lottery-winning stepfather gave him. On buying large amounts of drugs, drug-inspired art, miniature bottles of spirits. Really? You can buy the big bottles. I don't get... Is it a collecting thing?
Was this guy's name Hunter S. Thompson or something?
I know, right? Green tea from China, comics, and hot chili sauces.
Wow.
He received the money just a day after he was released from prison in 2003 for serving a 3.5-year term for drug dealing. Hey, drug dealer stepson that just got out of jail 3 days
ago. Here's some money.
What would you do right now with $1.74 million?
I'd start a business, sir.
Yeah, right? That, wow. I kind of blame the stepfather for that.
No shit.
The stepfather, Bob Frazier, picked up more than 24.3 million dollars after hitting the jackpot on the Lotto Extra draw. He was a taxi driver from Heaton, Newcastle, and he said what you said. I'm going to share my winnings with my loved ones, and he gave a cool mill to each of his stepkids.
See, that's cool. That's what you do. You win a shitload of money. You're like, all right, everybody gets a little. Here you go. You know, homies. Kids.
Some friends. For the homies. He spent the money on blotter art.
Fuck, I didn't...
Blotter art's kind of cool, though. I was way into that stuff when we had, like...
Blotter art?
Yeah, you know, like, acid comes on blotter paper, like white blotter, and sometimes there's pictures on it. Well, they make the big original pictures that they use for the acid of what kind of acid it is. Like, it's got... Mm. It's like weed. There's different names and different
right.
formulas or whatever. So, yeah, he bought a bunch of blotter art. Asked why he started buying miniature bottles of spirits, he says, dude, I just ran out of room. I had to have the little ones.
He probably wanted, like, one of every kind or something, you know?
They asked him, he was wearing a pair of blue jeans and an old faded black t-shirt full of holes. He says, I just like the look of it. I stopped buying green tea and went on to them. Excuse my face. As the defendant had filled up his house with his hoarding, he also stored stock at lockup containers he had hired. A psychiatric report said Graham was not suffering from obsessive compulsive disorder, but showed signs of obsession.
Okay.
You don't give someone that suffers that kind of ailment or whatever.
Well,
like that much money, I don't
know. Maybe he thought he would, you know, do something good with his life. Be like, okay, you got money now. Here's your opportunity, you know, do something.
The prosecution says that due to the quantities of drugs and the $26,000 in cash recovered when police raided his large detached house in October and December last year, he must have been involved in drug dealing. Graham insisted that because of his obsessive behavior, he bought large quantities of drugs and shared them with a group of a dozen friends. It's because of my compulsiveness. I bought these for my friends. I wasn't selling them. I was giving them away. I was drug giving, not drug dealing. That's a different charge. The defense says the person who is an oddball taking eccentricity to another level, although he can operate on eBay and buy and sell, he is not a man with a great deal of sophistication. Tack in his character. The judge said he would sentence Graham on the basis his offending was part of his compulsive behavior. And yeah, so that's crazy. That's so much money. Quote, someone said to me, I'd never spend it all. Well, you should never dare a fool. I regret most of it, but the gigolos were good. After all, these guys are there to please you. Whoa. Whoa. Wait, the gigolos?
The gigolos.
G-I-G-O-L-O-S? Gigolos?
Yeah, that's a gigolo.
That's a gigolo. A dude, so he was into dudes.
Well,
huh.
Good for him.
Right on. I bet he blew a lot of his money on.
Yeah,
on
I bet he
dudes.
Blew his load.
And, right.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last story for tonight. This just goes to show you that if God wants to kill you, it's going to happen. This 12-year-old, he had cancer for 3 years. And like when he was a little baby or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He was diagnosed with leukemia, had a 3-year fight with it, beat it, and then got run over by a car doing 53 in a 30 and killed.
Wow.
So, I mean, if it's not the cancer, it's...
Well, you know. If it's your time, it's your time, man. Fuck. It's like the backup plan.
Final Destiny style.
Well, that's, you know, you got cancer. You got a little bit of time to at least enjoy a little bit of life.
You beat the cancer. You're like, no, God, we have modern medicine. I'm like, going to beat the cancer.
Plant B.
God's like, well, I have drunk drivers. So there you go. All right. Well, anything else before we get the F out?
Not really.
No?
No.
Are you done?
Done.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys.
I'm beat like a limp dick, dude.
Word.
Yeah.
Email us info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's where all our shit's at. We're having a party September 25th. We're doing a live audience show, our second one, the second annual, episode 404, Lost in the 406.
Oh, hey.
Not found. Yo.
I just RSVP'd to that on Facebook.
Word so. To that.
I've confirmed I will be there.
You will for sure?
I will.
I can pencil you in.
For sure.
Awesome. That's good to hear. Thank you.
And that auction thing might actually go down if there are actually women willing to...
Are you serious?
...auction. You know, maybe. We'll see.
For
I'd
fun?
Hate to be an idiot and just be like, anybody? No?
No?
How about
I'll
you
clean,
in the back?
I'll
no?
clean your house. I'll build you stuff.
Can we at least get a dollar or something, you know?
It's for charity. Come on.
Yeah.
It's for me.
For my charity.
For my... All right. 406-848-1SEX. Text or the call, leave us a message, whatever. Email, YouTube, Facebook, Jam, whole site, all that stuff. So, yeah, we'll see you guys Friday.
Friday.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.